Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to the Orlando Magic Daily Podcast Game Recap for December 23rd, 2015. The Orlando Magic defeat the Houston Rockets 104-101 in an emotional game over at the Amway Center. A tight one all the way to the end as Evan Fournier hits a go-ahead runner with about 13 seconds left. To win the game for the Magic, put them up by one. A really difficult play for Fournier as getting right into the action here. As the Rockets did a good job pushing Nikola Vucevic away from the basket, killing the pick and roll, and forcing Fournier to make a play. And to Fournier's credit, he made a play. He got to the basket, got a really, really good shot. Howard was kind of preoccupied with Vucevic at the rim. He beat him into the paint so that Howard couldn't have any type of effect on the shot. Made it over Patrick Beverley and Trevor Ariza. And really, you know, the Magic found a way to execute in this game. And that was the difference, to be frank. The Magic just found a way to execute.
We had to play, you know, Vuč was supposed to be lower. And, you know, I was supposed to get DHO basically closer to the pick and line and, you know, just drive right. But, you know, Dwight did a good job pressuring the ball. So Vuč was way up. So, you know, he had to come get the ball and make a play.
How important is poise in that situation, not panicking and kind of, you know, adjusting on the fly?
I mean, that's what makes the difference. You know, you can't, be focused on what's going on the other team. You know, you have to execute, do your work, and you know, just make the right play.
Fournier indeed kept his composure there. The Magic had to keep the composure as the game was not over. About 13 seconds remained, plenty of time for a guy like James Harden to make a play and get to the basket. And he certainly tried a quick pin down screen, freed up Harden. He got into the lane. I believe it was Oladipo that was guarding him at the time. Did a good job staying in front of him. Forced a lob. As Vucevic stepped up to take Harden, Tobias Harris did a really nice job. Really, I mean, again, this is a really underrated play. Did a really nice job sneaking in, getting a body on Howard, making it difficult for him to catch the pass. Howard kind of tripped over himself. The ball scored it to Trevor Ariza in the corner. Elfrid Payton makes that second effort, gets to Ariza, contests a shot. Ariza misses it. Payton steals the rebound from him, and the Magic go on to win the game 104-101. Harris makes two free throws, and then Marcus Thornton misses off the top of the backboard. Again, the Magic just had that poise at the end of the game. They found a way to make plays, and frankly, this was a game that they kind of lost, you know, in a lot of ways. Not necessarily lost in that they should have lost the game, but they didn't deserve to win. They certainly deserved to win the game. Where they kind of lost it was they had control of the game. In the third quarter, Orlando did a really good job moving the ball, finding open space, finding the open man, making shots, and took a big lead. They led by as much as 14 in the game, led by 13 entering the fourth quarter. They seemed to have control of the game, and if they could just keep on the defense, keep on the ball movement, they would win. Neither of those things happened, and Houston made a comeback in this game. You look at that fourth quarter. Houston shoots 50% from the floor. They get to the line six times. You know, they started picking up that pace a little bit. The Magic turned it over six times in the fourth quarter. Really, really sloppy effort to close this game. A lot of it coming from the second unit, but the starters took a while to stem the tide and slow things down, and Houston was back in the game before you knew it. And it came down to execution, and a lot of credit has to be given to the Magic for being able to execute late in the game, being able to do those things that you need to do to win games. They found a way to win, and that's important. But the lessons of that fourth quarter should not be lost. They did some bad things offensively and defensively that nearly cost them this game.
Two things were happening. We were giving up a ton of penetration, and at the same time, we were kind of standing and watching. You know, the teams that go small and start switching everything, you know, generally you can catch them, you know, ball watching and back cut them and things like that. We had one nice back cut to Evan, but, you know, we just kind of got away from it and, you know, struggled to get the ball into Vuč. And then when he did get it, we kind of stood and watched instead of continuing, you know, kind of our passing and cutting game. So we're fortunate to get it because the momentum seemed to really be going in their direction. But we were able to make enough big plays.
the Magic were able to make those big plays, obviously, to eke out the win. And as Skiles noted, there were some issues on both ends of the floor tonight. And certainly the sticking issue was a big one. The Magic did a really nice job moving the ball generally. I thought they really got into the lane on cuts. They read the defense really well. They presented themselves in open space. They moved the ball. And that's how they were able to score. I mean, you shoot 52.4% in a game, make 7 of 16 three-pointers, 26 assists on 44 made field goals. You're doing something generally right. And the Magic did a lot of good offensively tonight. But defensively, it was certainly a struggle. There's a lot of dribble penetration, particularly from James Harden. Harden ends the game 31 points, 12 of 18 shooting. The Magic did a good job keeping him off the line at 5 of 6 free throws. But, again, Harden got his. And it was tough for anyone else to get theirs as well in this game. But the Magic defense wasn't the strongest it's ever been, and that's been a concern of late. And yes, the Magic won the game, and it's good that they won. Again, nothing's wrong with winning, and it's just about playing up to a little bit of a higher standard. And that's been something that Scott Skiles has harped on, and that the players have glommed on to as well. They want to play to a higher standard, and you get the sense afterward, and you'll hear from Evan Fournier here in a bit, you get the sense afterward that they knew that there were still some things they needed to work on. There were still a lot of imperfections in the game. There were still moments where they let the ball stick too much and be, stuck in one guy's hands for a little too long, and they weren't moving, and that's when the offense bogs down over a long period of time. They knew that there were periods defensively where they didn't get back there, or they didn't get the stops, they didn't step up and make plays or help the helper or be in the right spot. Houston, the Magic took a 20-10 lead in the first quarter. They ended up giving up a 23-7 run to end the quarter. I mean, that's not usually going to help you win games in the long run. They were just able to break down Houston and get enough stops through the course of the game to win it. And so there's still plenty of improvement that needs to come, especially with a defense that seems to be slipping a little bit of late.
Good, obviously good, getting better. I still think we can progress defensively. We have some lack of focus sometimes, myself included. So we just gotta stay focused for 48 minutes.
As was the lead into that question was how the Magic have built some momentum. The Magic have built some momentum. They've won 3 or 4 games. They're sitting at 17-12. They're above 500. They're very much in the playoff race now that they're hitting the 30-game mark, hitting the holidays, as they don't play until Saturday now. They've done a lot of good things. They've built some momentum. But again, you can sense that hunger, that desire to do just a little bit more, to get a little bit better tomorrow. You're never going to put together a perfect game, but to put in a satisfactory effort. And, when you go up 14 points at home, you expect, you hope, if not expect, to hold on to that lead, to win relatively comfortably. And the Magic have done that in games last week against Charlotte, against Portland. And even in those games, though, the Magic kind of had this sense that, we didn't play our best defensive game. We didn't stick to our defensive principles. We won because our offense was really good, and we made enough stops, and we made enough plays to win the game. But it wasn't up to our standard. And the Magic are kind of seeking that standard again. And Scott Skiles noted in his press conference after the game that it's not a question of buy-in. The guys buy in. They're generally in the right spots. They can turn. They can not flip the switch, but they get into a good defensive rhythm as much as they get into a good offensive rhythm, and really turn it up and beat. I mean, they're beating some opponents on just 5 minutes of just really high level defense, and they just need to see a little bit more of that, I think, to be satisfied. But there's been some slippage, and they know that, and the team is trying to address it and get back to a certain standard. But at the end of the day, the Magic won the game, and that's what's most important. I mean, I'm trying to get a post on this about how this team is different from last year's team, and it's not just about, personnel. I mean, the personnel is virtually the same, and this is a team that's winning a lot and winning comfortably and winning confidently, and it's starting to build on itself. And the fact that this was maybe another one of those games that the Magic lose if this were last year. This is a team or this is a group that has faced a lot of losing in the last few years and has kind of wilted in these crunch time moments. And tonight, once again, you know, Evan Fournier steps up and makes a big shot, or, you know, they get a big defensive stop. They make the plays that they have to do. I mean, they lost this lead in this game. They lost that big lead, and they still came through and took care of business. And, you know, that says a lot about this team.
Yeah, I mean, it says a lot about us. It says a lot about our team. You know, but we know fourth quarter, we have to have great pace. We have to have, you know, great defense to win games. And tonight we were able to get some stops at the end, and, you know, shots were falling for us. And we made some great plays, and we were able to get a victory.
The Magic have played a ton of close games already this year. And again, they come out with a win. It seems like they're on the plus side of a lot of these close games right now. And that's, you know, why they're sitting at 17 and 12 and playing some good basketball. I mean, it sounds like I'm being critical, and certainly it's, I feel like it's constructive criticism, because I think they can play better. And I see that this team has played better. They can play better. You know, I think it's not anything new that these guys don't know about. You know, I'm not, you know, I like to think I know a little bit more and can break down the game, you know, maybe more than you know, someone than a typical fan, but, you know, I don't think I'm pointing out anything that these guys don't know as far as what this team is doing, what it needs to do. But again, at the end of the day, they're winning games. They're playing well. And so I want to make that perfectly clear. They are playing well. They're doing enough to win these games. They're not stealing these games. They're not, you know, just out-talenting these teams. They can't do that. They've had to work hard to get to this point, and, you know, they've earned, you know, the recognition for doing that. Running through the stats real quick before we close shop here. Nikola Vucevic, 21 points, 10 of 16 shooting, 6 rebounds. Really solid game from him. Got it going in the post. Really did a great job on Dwight Howard or Clint Capella or whoever was guarding him again. Vucevic has been a rock offensively for this team. Really someone that they can always go to and get a decent shot. There were a few times he got stuck a few times while people were watching him instead of moving and cutting and making the defense work a little bit. But generally, Vucevic had a very strong game. Tobias Harris, 19 points, 8 of 10 shooting, 8 rebounds, another really efficient night for him. He fills in a lot of gaps. He's been a really good glue guy for this team in a lot of ways. And it's good to see his scoring come back up, especially with the efficiency that he's had the last few games. Evan Fournier seems to be back, 17 points, 6 of 11 shooting, 2 of 5 from beyond the arc. I'll have a sidebar on him going beyond his game winner and how he's played for the last week or so. Seems to really be bouncing back, coming back, not quite to the level that he was at the beginning of the season, but playing at a very high level and beginning to put some points in for the Magic as well. Other scores, Elfrid Payton, 12 points, 9 assists. Channing Frye had 10 points as all 5 starters, scoring double figures. Aaron Gordon, 14 points all in the second quarter. Victor Oladipo, an odd stat line, 0 points, 0 for 9 shooting, 0 for 3 from beyond the arc, but 7 rebounds and 6 assists. I actually thought Victor played a really good game. Very strong defense on James Harden throughout his matchup. Again, he's been an absolute terror defensively. I don't know if he's quite all NBA defense like Scott Skiles says, but no, he's certainly close. And he plays, the Magic feel comfortable putting him on the best player on the other team every single night. And that's a very good sign and a role that Oladipo certainly embraces. Would like to see the offense come a little bit better. I thought he took good shots tonight, maybe 2 or 3 bad shots, you know, a shot where he hesitated a little bit, but, you know, generally, I mean, he's just got to find a way to make shots. But generally, I thought Oladipo played a fine game, particularly in the first half as he got the ball moving, rather than looking for his own points. Again, I think those will come within the offense, and he's just got to try not to force it as much. Other than that, you know, again, the Magic shoot 52.4% from the floor, doing a lot of things really, really well right now. And that's all you can ask for from this team. And, you know, the win says it all. 104-101 over the Houston Rockets, a very solid win over a Western Conference opponent, a team that went to the Western Conference Finals, no matter what state they're in. This is, you know, a solid win for the team, and certainly a good one heading into a little bit of a holiday break. They'll practice Thursday on Christmas Eve. And then they'll have Christmas off before taking on the Miami Heat over at the Amway Center on Saturday at 7 p.m. We'll be there for that. And so once again, this has been Philip Rossmanreich of Orlando Magic Daily. Everyone listening, I hope you have a very merry Christmas. We'll catch you after the holiday when the Magic take on the Heat. Until then, see you next time here on the Orlando Magic Daily podcast.